Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Motherfucker, bitch, crooked ass nose, you anorexic slut.
Yes.
Holy shit. We're here. I'm a little sentimental, I gotta say. I'm gonna miss this a lot.
I have a little tear in my eye. I'm going to miss getting my scripts on Tuesday.
We should do an extra episode where Amber, like, as a maybe a bonus or something. We can do that episode. It's like a very recent episode of OG where Amber and Andrew go on that hayride with Tanya.
I know
they,
exactly,
like, tell her that
what you're talking about.
And she's like, oh, no, I just didn't want this for you.
Oh, no.
This episode was, I was like, I got up this morning and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to take notes for this. And I hope that they, like, I hope it's worth it because I know how much people have enjoyed this series.
Yeah.
And you guys, it is so worth it.
And you know why
it's worth it? Because Tanya is the star for, like, the first half of the episode. And then Amber takes over and wow.
Yes, absolutely. And the doctors are such assholes. I can't wait for this.
The doctors have no idea what to do. They're so useless. And if the Gran Siennas weren't there, Amber definitely would have hit Brandy. Like, hit her.
Brandy would have been dead before they found her.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, it's really good. It's worth the $1.99, $2.99 for just the episode if you haven't seen the season. Because everyone's just in their peak selves, you know?
And it's almost like, I almost want to think that Amber realizes that it's the last day, so she needs to produce a little bit. But no, she goes into a full-ass, like, rage blackout. Like,
Prison
I don't
Amber.
Think she's doing this on purpose. Brandy, I think, is doing that, though.
Oh, Brandy's definitely going out
and
with
she's good, and I thank her so much for that.
Because Brandy's a sociopath. She has no empathy. She doesn't give a shit about anyone.
And she's been on Housewives. Like, she's been on Housewives for however many years, so she knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah, this is nothing for Brandy. All right, so here we are. This is episode, I don't know, whatever. The last episode,
10?
It's called it's called A Family Affair, but it's day 10, and they're calling it or Die Day. Jeez. 10 days. 10 days.
They've been there 10 days. Not even 2 weeks.
No. So much has happened.
Jesus.
This feels like a
Christ.
Lifetime, really.
Well, I mean, we started this, I think, back before we joined our Patreons.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, we used to have this, on both of our main
ago.
Feeds. Oh. Wow.
Okay. So let's jump right into it.
Yep.
Clear your throat. Get your Amber ready. I'm going to get my Tanya ready. All right, so
what's going to happen later when Amber and Brandy are fighting? Did you write down all of Brandy's shit?
I sure did.
Okay, good. Then you'll just be Brandy.
Yeah, you got to be Amber. Okay, so Chrissy is still upset with Jim because they were fighting last time. She doesn't like the way that he speaks to her around other people. We all agree on that. So Chrissy goes and talks to Renee about it. And Mama is with Brandy and Guy saying, you know, she just always feels like she's in the middle. Everyone comes to her when they're upset. So she knows everything about Jim. She knows everything about Chrissy. So even though they want her out of the relationship, or Chrissy does, she's going to be in it no matter what. She just can't win, you guys. And then we get this zoom to a photo of Matt, Amber, and Tanya. And Tanya and Amber are talking.
In their crib, yeah. I mean, I gotta say, every time Tanya would start talking, I would just write Tanya, colon, and then I just wouldn't write anything because I know you got it.
Same for Amber, but I put a couple words around it so I'd know when to jump in.
Same. But with Tanya, I'm like, I don't know how Jody's even doing this.
I put the captions.
But even without, I actually watched this without captions, for the first 10 minutes by accident. And when Tanya talks, they caption her every single time, on their own. Although, so if you watch with closed captioning, there's double captions.
Although I found an inconsistency, and of course I recorded the clip, the sound clip, so we can all discuss what the hell was said. All right.
This
so
is the most slurry and unintelligible Tanya is. It's like, I almost feel like she just took all of her scripts because she's like, it's the last day, so I'm just going to go out with a bang.
Yeah. Well, she can't probably get them on the plane, right?
Well, they're scripts, though.
They're her scripts that came out
Tuesday. They're legal medication.
Oh, she is going to die on that sword of prescribed medications this week.
God. All right. So Tanya and Amber are talking in Amber's crib.
Right.
Okay.
I think it'll be a lot easier for you now since he's not around.
Do you want to tell them what you actually said?
I think it'll be a lot easier for you now that he's not around because Matt's left.
And Amber just tells us I'm stronger now. I'm a strong woman and I don't want to go back on anything I said while I was here, which is hilarious watching this because we know that she got right back together with him.
She doesn't even make it through the day sticking to what she said that morning.
Nope, not at all. So anyway, but you know, her and Tanya decide that everything's going to be okay now, mommy. Yeah. Mommy.
Because Matt's gone.
Because he's not around.
Boot campers, report to the boot camp room for your final evaluations.
So they all walk in and Dr. Ish is like, I bet when you all walked in here on day one, you thought this day would never come. Oh, you mean 9 days ago?
9 days ago. Dr. V goes, today is lie detector day.
With her truths, namaste hands.
Yeah, namaste hands always. Truths and trusts are the last building blocks we address here at boot camp.
Good strategy, by the way. Great strategy.
Yeah, great.
You just throw in the truth and the trust stuff right at the end. Right.
But because you need all the tools we've given you, because you need all the tools we've given you to deal with them. So fucking Judge Lynn Toler comes out. I'm like, I don't need you here.
Yeah, right. Dr. Ish goes, so what do you do with everything you've learned? And I was waiting for Tanya to go, I forgot.
I forgot the whole thing.
But Renee, star student, because she's been here before and she doesn't want anyone to forget it, she's like, make a decision. We're making a decision today. In case anyone didn't know, today's the day we're making a decision.
Amber's outfit here is crazy.
Everyone's outfits are crazy. Brandy's got on two strips of gauze. Tanya's
Amber
outfit
looks
later.
Pretty during the fight later, I must say. She looks good in her outfit, and her makeup looks really pretty.
Okay, we're gonna do a full
outfit watch.
And yes, because Tanya.
I don't know if you clocked the pink. The fact that she had it on the wrong way.
I absolutely noticed that she had it on.
Okay, thank God. You guys, it is so funny. It is. I was like, is that how that's. Huh, that's a weird way to. It's a weird design for a dress. Okay. Amber's wearing pink, leggings. Are they? I don't know if they're leggings or if they're tights.
Let me look at my screenshots of many that I took. I don't remember
Is right at the beginning, so she hasn't. They haven't changed for the glamour.
Okay.
Yet. She's wearing bright pink leggings, a long flowy shirt because that's what she does,
sure.
And then a baby blue little shrug. You don't remember this? It was
so
just
cold.
It was just,
kind of.
She's very,
I'm remembering this when she's sitting on the couch now.
Like Easter colors, yeah.
Today, you're going to make the most important decision of your life. For the last 10 days, Judge Lynn Toler has been carefully watching you, and now she's joining us for final evaluations. Please welcome Divorce Court's Judge Lynn Toler. And she walks out, walks on stage. Yeah. Only Amber is smiling because, remember, Amber has pulled one over on Judge Toler because she just does the smiling and the nodding, like, yes. Yeah,
She does that here, coming up.
Absolutely.
Second. Yeah.
We've been here for a long time, and we've got to make decisions. And they cut to Brandy and Guy is almost crying. He's curled
up
in the fetal
position.
Oh, yeah,
because she's so hard on him, yeah.
And
she's
so hard on him. He's like, I feel like I'm a whipping post every time she comes out. Yeah. And even Brandy's like, yeah, she's really hard on my dad. She does not like him.
God.
So, Portwoods, first piece of your decision is made because he's not here. And then we get a flashback of Matt in the car and Amber's going off.
And he's like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye, Amber.
I'm sad that Matt didn't make more appearances or anything. Like, I wish they brought back Matt for some reason or, you know.
Oh my God. Can you imagine Amber in that full prison Amber fight mode and Matt show up?
Like, Amber, we have a surprise for you.
There would have been blood. There will be blood.
Oh, God. And what I need to say quickly is that I was surprised that they didn't show Andrew and Boo. I just love that people online call him and Boo.
Why?
Because she calls everyone Boo Boo, so everyone named him and Boo. But we didn't get to see, which I remember watching on TV, of him like entering her room. So I looked that up. And it's on an episode that aired right after this called, like, Behind the Lies or whatever. Like, stuff we couldn't show you on the... Like, a bunch of shit happened, apparently. Like, Jim, like, threatened one of the camera people. And, like, just a lot of shit happened. The camera's, like, backing up. And he's like, get the fucking camera out of my face.
I thought you were going to say Jim woke up. Jim was awake one day.
Well, he was awake during that moment. But all I could find was a preview. I, like, searched for it. I'm like, I'll pay, like, $10 for this fucking thing. But you can only find, like, the preview of it.
All right.
But in that, we see Amber. Okay, well, I mean, have fun. But okay. This is Amber in the pink, like, the bright pink shirt with the turban from, I think, last week.
Yes.
So it must have been right after Matt left. And it shows her, like, walking and turning back and looking at a cameraman, or, like, at the camera, and just saying, I'm going to find out your name. So I don't know if that's Amber or not.
I just got chills up and down my body even thinking about Amber turning around and saying that to me. That would be terrifying.
But she was being flirty.
I know, but that's scary.
But this goes against everything, because Andrew said that he was never on set with her. He was only in the confessionals, and he was, like, the best boy or something. Like, he wasn't a cameraman.
Oh, Jesus.
So, obviously, shockingly, someone's lying there.
What?
And then it does, and then it shows him in, like, the dark entering the room. Jeez. And they're in, like, some weird room with, like, a canopy bed.
Are you sure that wasn't Hunting the Sasquatch show? Because it would look very similar.
No, because when he walks in, it says Portwood. But I don't understand the it was a canopy bed, a huge canopy bed, the room that they're in. And that one of the doctors, you can hear in the background saying, "This is the first time a crew member has ever impregnated a cast member." I know.
Gross. I want to say there was a canopy bed in the Graziano's room.
Yeah. Because obviously, like she was hitting on him the same day that Matt left, because it was that outfit, I think, right? Wasn't she in all pink last week?
Yeah, I remember.
But then all these articles. Well, I mean, she wears a lot of turbans.
No, but I remember her being outside screaming in the turban.
Yeah, she was in the pink. Yeah, so she probably came right back in and was like, "I'm gonna
stick it in
the first person that I fucking see here." But if this is the case and Andrew was on set and he watched this episode even.
This last day.
What the fuck, dude?
He's really horny, I guess. I don't know.
Ew. But then all these articles were saying, well, Amber cheated on Matt. And, like, this was obviously it. And I'm like, well, like, people were saying that she fucked him while Matt was still there. It was like all these. I want to see this fucking episode.
Okay.
But it's nowhere to be found.
Let's try to find it. Let's try to find it, you guys. And if someone has it, let's share it.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let's get back to Judge Toler. She looks at Amber and she's like, Matt is gone, and I know in your mind, you're solid. And prison Amber nods. She's like, yes. Mm-hmm. Tanya, I'm a little worried about substances. And we flash back to them asking Tanya how many pills she's had that day. And that's when she goes, I took three today. And then Dr. Ish goes, really? Because we heard 3 to 5. Okay, so...
So Judge Toler says, I think you should be concerned about substances, and you can shake your head no, because Tanya's, like, getting all, like, pissy.
Yeah, Amber and you can Tanya shake your head look low. Down, like,
Yeah. You can shake your head no, like, everything you've been doing from the beginning there, Tanya.
And then Renee's like, she needs detox! 1-800-DETOX!
This is a talking head, though. But right after Judge Toler says, you can shake your head like you've been doing from the beginning, Tanya makes, she says no, but it's like, it's almost unintelligible. Like, it's like,
rah. Yeah, she just makes a noise.
She goes, and you need to be worried about substances because the people around you see you falling before you see it. And philosophical Amber.
Oh, here we go.
That's true. That's true.
It's true. It's true, Mom. It's true.
That is true. Yeah.
All right, so first some
Amber
glandos.
Amber is, like, grabbing onto this, like, because now Matt's gone, so she can't play victim to Matt because he hit her. So now, all of a sudden, she cares about her mom's substance abuse, which she has never mentioned once before Matt.
All of a sudden,
she's like, this has been the problem the whole time, is that my mom's on substances. Right. All of a sudden, this is now the issue.
Yeah.
And Amber's a victim for that.
Okay, so let's go to the Glanvilles first.
Yeah.
They have to make changes to make sure the relationship stays bonded. Guy cares about Brandy's image so much because he cares about his image. Do you understand that, Guy? He's like, yes. Nothing about Brandy. Brandy is a perfect model citizen.
Yeah.
Perfect daughter. It's just Guy. What is wrong with that? Of course he's worried about her image when she's walking around naked. Yeah.
And, like, the fact that she just laid into Tanya for substances and for drinking on pills is, but then she doesn't say anything about how much Brandy drinks.
Yeah, or anything Amber does, like, you know, blow up the freaking house with her temper. No, not a thing. It's all freaking Guy over there. He's blowing up the relationship. The Grazianos, they just have to bring their issues to each other.
Yeah, like, and then whatever, they'll be fine.
Yeah, they're fine. All right, Joneses. So Chrissy's issue is that she needs to move back from Miami, and she should make it work with Jim in the same place. And it should be easier now because Jim knows that he's got to work on his anger. It's Jim's decision whether he's going to work on it or not. And Mama, you need to step back and let Jim make those decisions on his own without you stepping in. And then Mama tries to interrupt. And it's Judge Toler, Mama. That was like an Amber Brandy blow to blow right there. And Mama's like, I can't do a Mama. You got to do a Mama here.
I can't
step back if you're stepping on me. And then it says dramatic sting.
A sting. Slice. Slice.
So Mama says so she's tired of seeing Chrissy made out to be the victim because she's not. And she knows a lot of shit about Chrissy, what Chrissy's done. And she's making my son look like he's the bad one or whatever. So now she's pissed off, whatever. Okay, so they're all sent to head off upstairs to get ready for tonight's decision. And they won't see their family members until decision time.
Which is not at all what happens, right?
No, they all spend the whole fucking day together.
Yeah,
no, they're getting ready together.
I just realized that. I'm like, but Amber and Tanya are... Also, the next whole sequence, like the next 20 minutes, is everybody having like secret conversations in their room. It's like, you remember your mics are on, right? But like everyone is having unseen conversations. They're like hiding in the bathroom.
Too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really weird.
They tell everyone there that when they meet up for decision time, if they show a complete family photo, then they want to stay a family. And if it's an incomplete family photo, that means severing ties forever, forever, forever.
Which is, this is such a crazy concept because, like, most of these people are actually, like, blood family members. Like,
they're also all on the same flight going back home. Like, yeah. Let's just be real here. Like,
calm down now.
There's something in the middle, right?
They've been having this lifelong trauma with each other, but these 10 days, Dr. Ish and Dr. V have really cracked something open here.
Yeah. So Brandy and the Grazianos are pretending like they don't know what they're going to decide. I really don't know. You know, they're doing these stupid talking heads. And then we find Amber.
Yeah. And she's talking to Guy and Brandy. And Amber's like, you know, I'm starting to really realize here that my mom shouldn't be mixing drugs. And then on top of that, also drinking. Mm. And then Guy and Brandy are both like, yeah, well, yeah, she's an addict. Like, just... Yeah. Being friends with her. So outside now, it starts getting real good here. So Tanya's sitting there with Renee and Brandy. So this is like clearly later.
Yeah.
And Renee says, like, Tanya, I'm really worried for you. And if you need anything, you can talk to me.
Nah, have this under control.
And then the doctors give like this PSA about opioid addiction. Yeah. And
Tanya is feeling attacked. Yeah. And we're not this is hilarious. She's like, we're not implying that she's an addict. We're just concerned that whatever she's prescribed, she might be misusing them or taking them with alcohol. I'm like, oh, you're really piecing this together here.
Again.
Day 10.
Right. Hours before they go home.
We think.
We could solve this problem before they leave. We got 35 minutes. Let's knock out trust. Trust each other, faithfulness, and addiction. Why not?
And Tanya has just said, I had control. And Dr. Ish is like, we're not calling her an addict. We're thinking she might be misusing her drugs, though. It's like, what gave you that impression? All right, so back to Tanya.
I know my limit is, limit three. That's all I had yesterday of my medication.
And Renee goes, yesterday you seemed higher than usual, Tanya.
Prescription medication from my doctor.
And she does finger quotes over she prescription does finger quotes. For herself.
Also, most of the time she says prescription, she says scription, which is the best part of this.
Prescription medication from my doctor. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, but I can't understand you. You just slur your words, okay? You know, the medication's prescribed, you know, for different reasons. And, you know,
that's it.
This is going back and forth. This is her going back and forth between actually talking to Brandy and Renee and then also her talking heads. Her talking heads, she pretty much just falls asleep with her eyes open in the middle of that sentence.
Yeah,
wow.
She's very out of it, high, low, whatever the hell it is.
You think Andrew's there holding the boom mic during that and thinking, this is a family I want to hang my hat on.
God, I can't wait till Thanksgiving next year. It's going to be so amazing.
Brandy goes, now Brandy, who I love in this episode, she goes, well, Tanya, no, you were abusing drugs and you're lying about it. Just say it. You're high as a fucking kite. Just say it. You are addicted to drugs. You are addicted to drugs.
My prescription medications, which means the difference between drugs and, you know, prescriptions. Quote that.
How are you getting all these words? Was this all closed captioning?
I speak Tanya. It's very easy.
Because I just wrote ... because I didn't know anything she said.
Quote that.
Can you say that whole line again? I just want to take it in.
My prescription medications, which means the difference between drugs and, you know, and prescriptions. Quote that.
There's a difference between prescription medications.
Like drugs and prescriptions.
Drugs and, you know, prescriptions. Quote that.
Quote that? Wow. All right, and Brandy goes, you came here to make progress with your daughter, and you need to be sober for that to happen, says Brandy.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before that, she's like, I'm so exhausted in this house. It's such bullshit. And then she tells Tanya again, you know, you're abusing drugs. And Tanya goes,
you know what? Kiss my ass, because I'm not abusing drugs. No,
I'm not. I'm not going to kiss your ass, Tanya.
No,
I'm not going to kiss your ass.
I'm not. No.
You're high as a kite, Tanya. You're high as a kite. She goes.
All right. So then she's like, yeah, you had therapy with your daughter. You need to be sober and you're not.
My life difference. Come. You know what? I'm not going to go off my prescriptions because walk away.
Tranny goes,
she doesn't know me.
You need to know that we all say that we all know you're lying, and it's sad for your daughter. So goodbye.
She does not know me. And for her to say that, kiss my ass.
She says that to Renee, who's like,
what did you want me to quote? Can you go back to that? She's like, you say that one more time.
And I see that to wash over me.
I want to point out, she said, my prescriptions, not prescriptions.
No, you're adding another syllable on there, though, because she's not even saying the per.
No, there was a pa.
I'm just hearing scription. Oh, really?
I was only hearing scription. There's a pa.
Maybe she's saying the pa at, like, a high level that my ears can't hear.
But she did. Like, she had an unintelligible word here. She said, yeah, my loud difference. Club. I wrote it down as K-L-U-B. I don't know. There was just a club in there. All right, so Mama now goes to Renee, and she's going to slip this secret. And she tells her that...
I was talking to Chrissy. I have a lot of things that I know about Chrissy, and, you know, I haven't said anything, but I feel like I need to say it now. And you know, Chrissy's friend who works at the airport. I don't know. This was... What?
Why was that relevant?
She ran into Chrissy's friend, who happens to work at the airport.
Okay. And
she's been cheating on my son, and I think I need to reveal this information.
And then she says that, and then it shows Dr. V and Dr. Ish watching this on TV, like, And then Dr. V goes, day 10. And Dr. Ish goes, you know, and they're still unpacking stuff. You know, I think this might be why they've been fighting us since day one. You two are the stupidest people.
Go on a wild goose chase when the real problem is about trust and infidelity. And we can work on all that in 10 days. But if they're not going to put it on the table, then we got nothing for you.
I think what's happening here is that Dr. V and Dr. Ish are just watching everything just burn down, and they're like, we've done nothing.
They have to spin this, that it's everyone else's fault. Like in Amber, it's everyone else's fault that nothing has been done, if not worse than it was when they came here.
All right, so now Tanya goes into Amber, even though this was to all be split up, but they're in the bathroom, so you can only hear them. So, Mom, what happened?
I'm about over this place. They're all concerned about me, that I'm an addict.
She does say addict. Well, I mean, Mom, you do need to actually kind of, like, lay off of with the drugs or whatever.
Then, of course, Brandon comes out there, running to Mom, telling me that I'm an addict. And I told her she could kiss my ass.
Well, I'll go tell Brandy to shut the fuck up, Mom.
And then Brandy goes, well, I was just concerned you're an addict. That's bullshit. Oh
my God. I mean, they are firing each other up in that bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
They're both swinging. They're warming up. All right, so now we have 3 hours before decision. And Renee tells Chrissy what Mama
Chrissy
told her.
Chrissy goes in to ask... No, Renee. Chrissy goes into Renee's room to ask for a rubber band, and Renee's like, I think I need to talk to you.
Down in the kitchen where there's more cameras.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Chrissy, okay, so she tells her that,
Mama,
like,
told
what
me
happened.
You're cheating or whatever, right?
Mama walks up, and Chrissy just, like, kind of walks away.
Mm-hmm.
And she walks into the room, and Jim's, of course, laying there, like, half asleep. And he's like, what's wrong? And she's like, I don't even want to talk right now. And he's like, talk to me.
Wild.
This was like a very calm conversation.
Yes.
Like the way this turned out was so out of left field. So Chrissy goes, your mother told Renee about the other situation I had going on. And now she starts to pack. And Jim
and Jim's
knew,
like,
about this.
He's like stretching. He's like,
God. All right. I got this. So Mama comes in, and Chrissy and Mama start screaming at each other. And then Jim, like, on the interview couch with Chrissy is like, even I don't understand, like, everything, all the progress we made. I don't understand why my mom is going rogue now and starting to tell people about the situation with Chrissy. So I don't understand why Mama did this either, because Jim clearly knew.
Right. And they, I would assume they have, like, an open marriage, or when they're away.
Or they did at the time.
Exactly. Or they both cheated and now it kind of canceled each other out. And they're fine. It doesn't even matter.
Absolutely.
They're fine with it, no matter what it was. So it's
but Jim
more
wants
just
to
that...
leave now too. Yeah, the doctors go, let's do this. Because now Chrissy and Jim are like about to walk out the door and the doctor's like, let's do this. You can tell that both of them are fucking terrified because they're so scared of Jim and they're like,
oh my God. And even in this moment, they're like, Jim, I mean, the progress you made, it's amazing. We were going to give you valedictorian, but if you want to leave, you want to leave.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the doctors and all of us see that Chrissy and Jim, I mean, they don't really give a shit about any of this. It's so stupid. They probably don't even care if they're giving up the money that they were going to earn. They just want to get the fuck out of there. They're over it.
And it is. It's only 3 hours left. There's literally nothing you idiots can right. do to right. help them at this right. point. There's nothing.
All right. So Jim agrees that he's going to leave, too. They got all their luggage at the door. They're just waiting. And the doctors confront them. And I think it was Dr. Ish who was like, you made it 9.5 days. You can't cut it out anymore. And Chrissy's like, nope, I don't want to.
Yes.
Yeah. No budget.
I liked seeing Jim rally for Chrissy. I feel like, yeah, if anything, this yeah. was a huge breakthrough here, is that he took her side here.
Well, and I think he saw my mom's just trying to make her look like a cheater, make her look like shit, and that's kind of dirty to do her that
and
way.
It makes him, and it makes him kind of like, it's embarrassing for everyone to find out that you got cheated on too, so that right. sucks. And Jim goes, I love and trust Chrissy. My love and trust is with yep. Chrissy, and I think we have a dope future ahead mm-hmm. of us, which I thought was so cute. And we have to separate ourselves from my mother. She's always going to be with my mother. And the doctors are like, we could have helped you if you'd just been honest from the beginning. Yeah. You have done a great job with everyone.
Hold on.
Else.
That was after Dr. Ish says, you have her back. Way to go, Jim. But you had that. But had you revealed that on day one, we could have helped you with this. But now you're walking out that door with issues unresolved that you didn't deal with. And when you had the help, it was there. So are you going to leave goodbye, leave without saying goodbye to Mama? Now, that's what we heard Dr. Ish say, but we didn't actually see it coming out of his mouth there. They show him from behind just, like, moving his hands, his mouth moving to a different rhythm. So you know he was really like, Jim, I mean, I consider you a friend. It's been a pleasure working with you. Yeah. I just think you're so great. Best husband, right. best son ever.
And they ADR'd that in. And Jim's like, no, I'll go say goodbye to my mom. So yeah. he goes and says goodbye. And the Nancy's like, I'm a trooper. I'm just going to stay to the end, but I'm a trooper. I don't care. But he's always going to be my son, so that, you know, I made a mistake. She does say that she made a mistake. She's yeah. like, I just don't understand what she was thinking, because she doesn't seem like a huge, like, self-producer. It's a weird,
know.
I mean, I think she's a shitster, but I just, who was she trying? She wanted to just tell
everyone? She just didn't
everyone?
Think it out. I think she just didn't think it out at all. It just kind of came out of her left
yeah.
field.
But I think, you know, they're what? Bored because they got split up from everybody, and now
True.
They have like 6 hours to just sit around and do nothing. Yeah. All right, so yeah.
If you don't take boot camp seriously, this is what happens. So it's all their fault. Okay, yeah. Way to go, guys. 1 hour before final decision. So Mom yep. is angry now because Chrissy was kind of being a drama queen, but she is a fighter. She finishes what she starts, so she's going to stay the extra 58 minutes.
Even though she's bowed out of like every challenge.
I guarantee
has.
You her flight didn't leave for another 3, so she's like, I'm not gonna sit around the, like, airport for all this. Jesus.
Yeah, it's right. like awkward. So
we got craft
Amber...
services coming in an
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I
there's
stick around.
Drinks. Yeah.
All right, Amber.
So everyone's all dressed up here. Amber looks very, very pretty.
Okay, I'll be Renee, or not Renee, Lana.
Lana. Lana. Okay, well, it starts...
And then Brandy.
Does Lana talk first?
Yes. So okay, Amber starts talking to Lana.
She goes, I mean, you know, I think that Matt was just a master manipulator.
Yeah, there's,
he's the first
there's
person
a lot
I've
of
met.
Guys out there like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's the first person I've met like that in a long time. He's a total narcissist.
Yeah, I knew one too. I know a few in this fucking house. Let's be clear.
So that's Brandy.
That's Brandy.
That's your.
That's
Brandy.
My Brandy.
Okay. Who's the fucking narcissist in this house, Brandy?
Well, there's a few, I think.
And Amber makes her what face?
Yeah. Like, I think Renee, and not in a bad way.
Wait, no, that is not fair. That is not fair. And Amber goes, wow, you are really a fucking bitch. Like, that is just a shitty thing to say. So who's the other narcissist?
You.
I'm a narcissist?
I think so. I really think that you're a victim and you're acting. And
wait, I'm acting? I'm acting.
Yes, and...
Brandy, you disgust me the way you fucking act.
2 seconds ago, you were like, oh, poor me.
Then she goes sonic.
How was I like, poor me? Go make yourself another fucking glass of wine, because that's when you act like a bitch, when you start to drink.
Oh, but you're drinking and you're taking mood stabilizers and...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Adderall and all these things.
Oh, it's so good. And in the other room now, Renee is like, what am I hearing out there? What am I hearing in that other room? I need to get in there because my sisters are in there. So Brandy says the Adderall thing, yeah. And Amber goes, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
You're a mirror image.
Okay, then they get Guy to come into the room, and Guy tries to get between the two of them, like, hey, you're not going to talk to my daughter.
At this point, Amber's just screaming. She goes, when I first came into this house and I said that Matt walks away from his problems, Matt hits me, Matt does this and that. Nobody fucking believe me. I sit there and I pass the motherfucking test. I pass that motherfucking test.
And I'm saying to you, you're full of shit.
Amber goes, get out of here, because Guy's in her house. He's like, don't do it, Amber. And Amber's like, don't you try to get in the middle of this. And he goes, I am getting in the middle of this. So now,
oh my God,
the Granzianos have to kind of handle the situation. So,
right. Okay, by the way, hold on 1 second. Time out. Where's Mama? She's taking a nap on a couch. She's got a pillow behind her head.
Do they show that?
Yeah, and Mama's got a pillow on her lap and one behind her head. Just
because my next note is, where the fuck is Tanya during this?
Oh, no, Mama. Mama Jones.
Oh, Mama. Where's Tanya during this?
Yet to be determined.
She's figuring out how to put on
I think she ends
right
up
way.
Outside, but yeah, I think she's upstairs changing into her clothes that are on backwards, but we'll get to that.
I don't know if you have these pictures. Like, you need to get a picture of Tanya full outfit. Do you have any?
I tried like, the top half. I'll go back.
Okay,
and
it's
I'll
them
try
like
find
it's
it.
When it's when Amber's walking up the stairs in
They're
a second.
They're both
going following
up the
her.
Stairs.
Yeah, then you can see
exactly
that it's on backwards. Okay,
because it goes between her legs. Okay, so
Brandy goes. Yeah, you just sat here and play the victim. And Amber goes, I'm not a fucking victim. You need to shut the fuck up before I flip this goddamn table against your motherfucking head. So you better shut the fuck up. Now the Granzianos are like, whoa. And they like really get in the middle here.
Yeah. Okay. So then Brandy has a little talking head. She's like, Amber is a narcissist and it's Amber's show and Amber's world. And we're all just living in it. And I'm sick of this nonsense. And then Amber starts
Back
talking about
fight.
When she first walked in the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that I think that I already said that. Like, oh, nobody believed me. I passed that test. You shut the fuck up, Brandy. What the fuck are you going to do about it?
You flip like a switch. It's like crazy. I'm just telling you that you played a victim. And now you're an asshole.
Yeah, right. And so now this, I think, is where Amber says, like, I'm going to flip this goddamn table against your motherfucking head. You better look out because I'm going to fuck you up, bitch.
Really? Really? And they're just going back and forth.
Shut the fuck up. What are you going to do?
Shut the fuck up. Okay, go take some more pills.
Amber's doing those, like, lunges with, like, those, like...
Oh, yeah.
Those, like, lunges.
Hold me back, bro.
Yeah, puff, like, puff. The fake-outs, kind of. And obviously the Granzia, she's not going to fucking actually do it with fucking Renee or Lana or them standing in front of her. So I'll show you what I'm going to... We're about to go into just full... Amber monologue. Like, if I ever was an actress again, I would just do this monologue.
Okay, so before you do that, just a second here. So what's happening is Brandy just keeps screaming, go take some pills, go take some pills and have a drink. While she's screaming that, some crew member, not Andrew, comes in and just kind of pushes Brandy so she's walking backwards out of the room. One of the Grazianos goes with her, like, let's just get her out of the situation. No one's going to move Amber right now. So Amber screaming on her own in that room.
Renee takes Guy outside and she's like, your daughter's going to be fine. My sisters have it under control. Like, I promise you, just like, you just can't hold, like, do it. Yeah, no, just stay out of it.
Right.
And so Amber's like, I'll show you what I'm going to motherfucking do. Fucking do something. Do something, bitch, before I drop kick you in your motherfucking head. Legit.
Okay. You're proving Brandy's point, Sierra. You got to control your anger.
Legit. Drunk ass bitch. Do something, bitch. So, yeah, security takes Brandy away now. So now Amber is just yelling. She's just flying around the house, not talking to anybody.
Tanya walks in at some point and just decides to follow her up the stairs. Hasn't said a word.
This drunk ass bitch, she needs to shut her fucking mouth and let her fucking learn her fucking place. Jealous bitch, want to be a fucking Fair Abraham motherfucker? Shut the fuck up, drop kick you in your bitch ass face. Fucking Fair Abraham wannabe.
This is all verbatim.
Lying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ugly ass bitch with too much plastic surgery.
Too much goddamn plastic surgery. Shut the fuck up and have another drink. I'm fucking leaving, by the way. You think I'm not planning to? This is now where Tanya's following her up the stairs in this.
Okay,
let's describe this outfit that she's wearing here.
I'm so glad you noticed
Amber,
that too.
It's almost like the adult version of Amber because Amber
is
wearing.
Oh, it's absolutely from Amber's closet. 100%.
Yes, so it's. Amber's wearing, like, a black romper. She loves her rompers. Mm-hmm. Like a black shorts romper. Yes. But then it has, like, a long skirt at the back.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So there was, like,
she has a lot of
these outfits. Style that was in.
Right. Right. Like, it's if the skirt was gone, but the skirt goes all the way down to the ground.
Right.
So in the front, there's shorts, but in the back, it's a dress. Tanya's outfit is exactly like this, but... It's a two-piece, clearly, because the shirt is on. I think what's happening is she was probably passed the fuck out, and Guy was like, you need to go help Amber, and she just, like, pulled on this skirt without even looking at it.
Okay, but it's not a skirt. It's a pair of pants, but the back has a floor-length train attached to it.
Just like Amber's, but this is floor-length pants
and
with
the
a dress
top,
in the
back. Then the top is a matching short-sleeve it's like a two-piece thing, whatever.
Yes.
So she's got the top on fine. And then as she's walking up the stairs, because we haven't gotten a full view of her, you see her walking up the stairs, but there's like a skirt going between her legs from the front.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so she's
what's she wearing? And then later...
I was like, what an insane pink... I'm like, what is this dress? But I'm like, there's no way she would have put that on wrong. But then
you see... It's the train, the pants with the train.
Oh, yeah. I definitely rewound it. When they, like, enter the room and they show both of them standing there, I was like, oh, God.
Because when she walks up the stairs, you could see she's almost tripping over the train because she's walking into it.
Also, great job, Tanya, on de-escalating the situation because she's saying nothing.
Just followed Amber.
Pink is not a great color on her because she's so pink already from being
wasted.
She's
way more red. In the face.
Way more red. So now we're at the interview couch, okay? Tanya's sitting next to her, but all she's doing is just like nodding. Mm-hmm. And Amber goes, you know, I don't like that. I think that's disrespectful. Because I have always... Oh, this next sentence is unreal, you guys. You just get ready. I think that's disrespectful because I have always been told by family members, anyone who knows me or meets me, I'm very humble, loving, caring. Narcissist has never been in my fucking DNA. This is all interspersed, though, with Amber walking around the house. Fucking ugly drunk ass bitch with that crooked ass nose. She wants plastic surgery. And then it goes back to her on the couch. Like, I'm loving, caring, crooked ass motherfucking Farrah wannabe.
Crooked ass nose wannabe Farrah Abraham. I'm pretty sure Brandi Glanville is not looking up to Farrah Abraham. I mean, to throw Farrah in there was out of left field. Right?
I mean, And Amber's just, she's clearly in like a blackout or a whiteout or a brownout or whatever the fuck you call this when you're in a rage. Because it's just the same like five sentences over and over. The
Without
fuck you,
taking
I'll
a
kick
breath.
Your fucking ass. No, just screaming. So,
okay, Tanya, so narcissist has bedroom. Never been in my DNA. Amazing.
And Tanya's just like on the couch nodding.
Yeah, that comes up. Oh, your daughter's out of control. I was like.
And then Amber just keeps screaming over her.
Wait, I feel like you need to say where that sentence was so we can put the timeline together here.
That guy comes up. And she said, that guy comes up. She meant guy.
I think she meant guy.
She meant guy. Yeah. I don't think she knows guy's name is guy. I think she just thinks everyone's referring to him as that guy.
Oh, my God.
That guy comes up. Oh, your daughter's out of control. I was
like. Fuck you. Fuck you. Your fucking daughter's a drunk. Your fucking daughter's an old ass, ugly alcoholic. Fucking go eat a cheeseburger, you anorexic ass bitch.
Amber's had yet another explosion, and we're not going to let her derail the other families.
The doctors, you know, are like, fuck. They're like, we've lost control of the situation.
We were so close to being done for the day.
Like, they just had to deal with Jim, who they're already scared of. And now, like, there's so much security that walked in here to, like, alleviate this. Like, so much that, like,
they didn't hide them look in the nervous. They're all just walking around.
Yeah. Like, making sure they're, like, you know, within a few feet of Amber.
Okay, so now Amber and Tanya are in their nursery. And Dr. Ish knocks on the door. He's like, hey, guys, where you at? And Amber's still going, I'm going to beat the motherfucking shit. She's still going off.
Oh, I'll tell you what's going on. She's a dumbass fucking anorexic bitch. That's what's wrong. She's a fucking alcoholic, crooked-nosed bitch. And I'm going to kick her fucking ass. I'm leaving.
And he cannot say it does out of control.
Okay, so now let's jump to, put a pin in that. We jump to Dr. V, who's waiting for Mama in the room, like the bachelor, bachelorette. It was really stupid. She's like, yeah, I'm a trooper. I'm going to finish what I started.
And it's clearly supposed to be Dr. Ish and Dr. V, but Dr. V's like,
a little busy right
I'm going to go.
Preoccupied.
She's like, I'm going to go ahead and handle the 80-pound woman over here. You can go handle Amber, Dr. Ish. So
I mean, it's stupid. I mean, she's like, holds up her photo of the three of them.
Yeah, this is all
it's
dumb.
Stupid. Whatever. Okay.
Just like, and, what do you choose?
And Dr. V's like, I'm proud of the work that you've done. Jim and Chrissy want to run away, and that's what this is about. Okay, whatever. She's done. Mama's out of there. Okay, so back to Dr.
Why does
Ish
she leave, though? Because she doesn't stay for, like, the cheersing afterwards.
I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Her flight is actually leaving now.
Exactly.
And then, so as Mom is kind of walking away, they pause on her and it says, update. Jim and Chrissy are still together, in quotes, and their 150-year engagement continues.
This is crazy.
And if they ever do get married, Mama will be there to object. the next sentence, I was like,
whoa.
On Christmas morning 2017, Mama's house burned down. Thankfully, no one was hurt. I was like, okay.
What?
Jim hopes that this tragedy will bring his family closer together because you can always buy new houses, but you can't buy a new family.
But you can't buy a new party. That was right from the office. That's what I was thought about.
Yes, of course. You can't. I thought, I heard
ring a
that.
Bell?
As I was saying it, I heard that. How much time fucking passed here? Because when they get to Amber's update, like, obviously, quite a few months have passed.
I guess.
And
I don't know. I mean, they just threw
already.
That one out there like, oh, yeah, they're still engaged. Her house burned down, by the way. So wild. Okay, so whatever. Mom is out of there. Dr. Ish is in the bathroom with Amber and Tanya. And he's like, Amber, you're showing all the behavior that you've worked so hard
to get under control. Yeah, that's right. I am. I the fuck am. I the fuck am.
What about tonight set you off so much? And this is a screenshot I took that I sent you where Tanya's face is in the background like, she's just grimacing. She's still pissed off about these accusations of being an addict.
And Tanya wants to get the fuck out of there, too. Yeah, Amber agrees to stay, basically, as long as Brandy is, like, across the house. And Dr. Ish is like, I will escort you down. You, the only people you're going to have to see is me and Dr. V.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so...
Graziano's turn in the
So the doctors admit that they're basically not that bad. They're like, I mean, they all love each other. They're getting along. That sounds pretty good.
Which is what we've been saying this since the beginning.
So Renee holds up her photo. It's all three of them. Lana holds it up. It's all three of them. And then, Jen holds it up. And there's only Lana and Renee.
Which I couldn't tell because they all look exactly the same in that picture. And I was like, which two are those?
Right. And Jen says, what I'm picking here is not myself. I'm picking the two of you. The two of you need to have a relationship without always going through me. And then they're all like, right, good point. Yay. And then they all hug and they're fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's go to the Portwoods turn. And
now they're in the room. Amber's changed now, too. She's wearing, like, a blue shirt and black pants because I think she was putting on, like, her plain outfit.
Okay.
Because, obviously she was dressed up in the black outfit for this. But okay, she was,
I'm
like,
going to send you. I already posted the screenshot in the Facebook groups.
I probably already saw it.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you just in case.
Oh, dude, they can I just interject here right now?
Yeah.
I need to tell you this really quickly.
Yes.
That guy just texted me, how's your day going? And I've been so stressed out all day because this morning I wrote, last night we became Facebook friends. And I was, so like, you know when you become Facebook friends with someone, you kind of scroll down your own Facebook feed just to be like, all right, what are they going to see if they just kind of scroll down, right?
Sure.
And I saw that I had posted this like video of me singing right at the beginning of quarantine. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to send this to him. I'm going to flex a little and be like, hey, just so you know, like, this is what I sound like when I sing. But so I sent it to him last night in Facebook Messenger. Never heard back. And then I was like, all night. I woke up 7 times during the night just being like, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why did I do that? Was that weird? Like, is he going to, like, hate that? Is he going to, like... So then this morning I wake up and I'm like, hey, we always text me good morning. And I go, good morning, exclamation point. Good luck on your move today. Happy face. And he just wrote THX. No exclamation point.
What?
He just wrote thanks. And I was like, oh my God, he fucking hates me. He fucking hates me. A period would have been worse. Like, thanks, period.
See, but guys don't think like that. He's probably lugging boxes, carrying around. He's just like,
yeah,
hey,
he probably
thanks.
Had the movers there. Yeah. But, like, I was like, shit, and he never mentioned that video. But then I saw that I accidentally reposted it on my own Facebook wall. So I'm like, maybe he didn't get it. I'm really worried about this video. I should never have sent it. But I just wanted him to, like, see, like, hey, this is, like, part of my life that you
have
maybe
talent.
Know about. And it's not like I'm this terrible sick. It's not like it's like a fucking my best friend's wedding and he's going to be like, oh, like I sound good in the video.
So he has or hasn't responded or you don't know. Because
he hasn't mentioned. He's
Facebook.
Never mentioned the video. So
he's
like,
moving.
Never
he's
mention.
A little busy. So what did he just text now?
Well, then I went to an appointment where I have this new puppy client and I sent him a picture of it. And I was like, here's my new puppy client. And he just wrote, aw, with 4 W's. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'm like, I'm not responding anymore.
Yeah. I getcha. I get it.
He just wrote, how's your day going with 3 exclamation points or 3 question marks. So I think we're back
think
to good standing.
I think
again.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think...
This is the most stressful thing I've ever gone through. I hate every goddamn second of this.
Again, if I'm ever widowed or Dave divorces me, I will just be single forever because I can't do this.
Like, the amount of stress... Like, my blood pressure, I'm sure, is like 280 over 100 right now because I'm so stressed out about this. I went to Target and bought $247 worth of clothes to me because I have to see him for like the next few days. Like, so I have to like look super cute every time.
Did you get, oh, never mind. I was going to say underwear, but you don't wear underwear.
I know, but I got a couple bras.
Ooh, you're so lucky. You can just get them right off the hanger.
Oh, God. Okay, anyway.
It's like special
sorry for that
order.
Derailment.
Might have to be Everyone's able to like... hold a full grown size newborn baby in them. I need one that you can put an Ann Getty's baby in, like a little.
Wait, what? So why? Where do you buy your bras?
Oh, I have to like go online and stuff. Oh, there's a great place around here that I got fitted, and I have like a good brand that I know that I like that fits well.
Okay.
So, like every other year, I'll go and get fitted, at Tina's Closet. It's at Doubters Grove outside Chicago. And then I go home and then I'll Google and find it cheaper other places. Oh, but I always buy like two when I'm there, obviously. But yeah. Anyway, highly recommend. Bras, right? Go get fitted somewhere and then, you know.
Well, I don't usually wear bras, though. I only wear sports bras really during the day because I'm like, why would I put on like a wired bra?
Oh.
I don't. Why is that bad?
I wish I could just wear a sports bra around.
Well, I also put a shirt on over top.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. When you have big boobs, like if sports bras are not necessarily comfortable, and then you get.
Oh, believe me, my boobs have gotten quite a lot bigger and saggier since
the whole thing. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, sorry to break up the momentum there, but the text just came in and my heart just went.
Started beating. Oh, good.
No, it stopped. It stopped, you know, I stopped having a heart attack.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's good.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, get ready because your heart rate's about to go through the roof again because we're back to Amber and
she's going to pull a fast one on us here, guys. Get ready. She's producing the shit out of this.
Okay. So Tanya has changed, but okay. Now check your text message. As they walk into this room for Dr. Ish and Dr. V, Tanya is walking behind Amber and walks right into her back. Like she's not even looking where she's going. Did you not see this? She like trips into Amber.
You got the perfect moment here. It looks like she's actually like asleep on Amber's shoulder here.
Well, she is. She walked in with her lids halfway down and just went, ooh.
Tanya, hang in there, girl. You're almost done.
All right. So the doctor asks them, have you both made your decisions?
I was thinking, okay, is she going to have me in her life or is she just going to step back and just say, okay, go her way.
All right, now the doctors are like, okay, Matt's not here. And then Amber.
It's like, Mom, things need to change. I need you to be clear-minded and completely there.
I know exactly what you're saying. Clear-headed is because I'm prescribed medication. And she,
oh, my God.
And she wants me to wean off of it.
So V now gives, like, Tanya some resources.
She's condescending. Like,
so condescending. Like, well, you're the only one that can help yourself, but in case you decide you want to, we're going to give you some resources if you decide to go off the scripts.
Okay, thank you. She is so annoyed.
She's going to
slide
her
this packet of information, a packet of papers. Tanya's so annoyed. She doesn't even look at me and just, okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Right. It's like, okay, Tanya's a 50-year-old woman. She knows what to do.
Exactly.
Jesus. So they get to reveal what they chose. Mm. Tanya holds hers up, and it's her and Amber, right?
Yep.
Does she say something here?
No. Nope.
Okay,
she just holds it up.
This is great. Like, geez, so then Amber. Cheers, yeah. Amber, cheers. What about you? Amber takes, like, this big, like, pause and holds up. And it's just Amber.
Sink! A slice!
Tanya says.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to play the actual clip. This is where.
Thank God.
I thought she said, I don't know.
I don't know.
But the caption said.
Oh, no.
The caption said, all right. That she said, all right.
Oh, I heard, oh, no.
I heard, I don't know. Okay, so here we go. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Make sure the volume's turned up here.
I heard oh no still. Do it again.
I heard
oh no.
Now I heard all right.
No.
I don't know I heard that time.
I don't know.
One more time. It's not all right. Okay, well, whatever.
I mean, she's saying, just an exhale.
And then we go to the talking head on the couch.
I just don't understand why that came from all of a sudden.
And she has on a blanket hanging off of her body. And just kind of like looking at the ground all like, kind of weird, right?
I just don't understand where that came from all of a sudden. I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand.
And then back at the table, she goes,
you're not alone. You're not going to be alone.
You're not gonna be alone. And Amber goes, this is how I felt earlier, but because we need to wean you off some of your medications.
I'll always be there for you.
Just not acknowledging what Amber said there. I'll always be there. And Amber says that she's scared that, like, she's going to wake up one day and she won't be there and blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, Amber cares about the drugs. Now Amber pulls out another picture of how she feels now, after today, after Tanya was so supportive by saying nothing all day while Amber had a meltdown. And it's her and Tanya.
I like that vision. I like that vision.
And then Dr. V is like, why don't you girls get up and give each other a hug?
That's exactly what I want to do, too.
So they hug. They kiss on the lips with each other, which I found really weird.
And that's when Amber's like, I just wanted... Now it's time to break this pain. I mean, she was really laying it on thick.
Oh, yeah. She was in producer mode here.
All right, so they're hugging.
Maybe Andrew just, like, pounded her out, like, right before this. Maybe they're like, Andrew, get in there, give her that D, and she'll be, like, calm down a little bit. Yeah?
Right. Okay, so they're hugging, and Tanya's like,
that's right. Lipstick mouth. I love you so much. Love you so much.
I heard lipstick mouth.
Yeah.
What did you say right before lipstick mouth?
That's right. That's right. That lipstick mouth. I love you so much.
What a weird thing to say. That's right.
That's right.
Lipstick
mouth. I love you so much. You as well. You as well is never a sentence I would ever imagine coming out of Tanya's mouth. It's just very formal. She might just
say, it is very formal.
You as well. You as well, m'lady.
Let's stop at potato tonic.
Maybe she said Idaho?
Idaho.
Howdy ho!
Howdy ho, Cal. You should wear socks to bed, Cal. You're gonna catch a kid.
The kid is the best part. Okay. Now, Amber, traditionally, at the end of boot camp, everyone gets together, says a few kind words, and we have a little toast.
I love you. It would be best for me to go to my room. But she's all like, Namaste, Amber. Here. It would be best for me to go to my room. And they're like, okay, yeah, go, get up.
Good call. Good night, lady. Good call.
Also,
good
night, they say traditionally, everyone gets together afterward and does a toast.
And says kind words.
Immediately after giving Tanya resources to stop her drinking.
Right. And kind words don't ever come out of Amber's mouth. So, okay, then Amber gives us a little... No, Amber says, you know, we've had an amazing time or something. If we survive this, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so as she's talking, Amber, you're supposed to be saying something. Because I'm...
I didn't write anything down here.
Okay, well, they're walking out there, and Amber's talking about that they had an amazing experience, and if they can survive this, they could survive anything. And Tanya in the background... It's going,
you know, this house survived fine out there.
And then she's swatting a gnat, like, oh.
This probably wasn't a gnat.
She's swatting a gnat.
This house survived fine out there. Oh. Maybe we should hang this on a wall, get rid of the old stuff.
She wants to hang the photos on the wall to get rid of the old stuff when they're leaving in less than an hour.
I see what she meant now. I thought she meant, like, let's take this home and get rid of all the pictures with Matt and hang this picture up.
Maybe we should hang this on the wall, get rid of the old stuff.
No, because they're going up to their room. I mean, if it weren't Tanya, I would see what you're saying, but I don't think that's what it is. Okay, so what's the update?
So the update. Amber and Tanya are closer than ever, .. Okay, this next part is bullshit. Tanya stayed true to her word and is weaning herself off prescription medication. Mm-hmm. Amber and... This is the sweetest thing. Amber ended up finding true love after boot camp. Just not with Matt. Well, that aged like milk. Amber and her new man are expecting a baby. Not to be outdone, oh Matt God. Got married in November 2017. Looks like him and Amber are really done for good this time. Oh.
Did you like that one? Wow.
I need to read all of that again. Amber and Tanya are closer than ever. Of course, nothing is said about like how Amber's anger has been addressed or her prescription drug use.
Nope.
Tanya stayed true to her word and is weaning herself off prescription medication.
I mean, define what you mean by weaning.
Like one less pill a day.
Depends what your definition of is. You know, is yeah. weaning.
Amber ended up finding true love after boot camp.
Okay, true
not
love
Matt.
After boot camp, during, yes. and true love.
Amber and her new man are expecting a baby. Also, like, clearly they wanted this to be a big bombshell that it was Andrew, but it's like, do knuckleheads not know that this is going to air on OG before this even, like, we even see any
of
this?
We're gonna be like, oh, they're expecting a baby. It must be just, like, happy ever, you know?
My favorite part of this is, not to be outdone, Matt got married in November 2017. That's, like, months later.
Yeah.
Looks like Amber is really done for good this time. Okay, so bye, Amber and Tanya. Yeah. Let's pour one out for them.
Bah.
Can you play the "Let's Stop by Putting on the Hands on Her"?
Let's stop by putting the hands on her.
See, like, I feel like I can say it now.
What if it
stops? Like, I've heard it so many times. It plays in my head rent free.
What if it stops if we hit it on there?
Let's
go
put
up
and
up
the hands on
it. No. I'm hearing "Let's Start By" though. We got
let's
that.
Let's start by.
Let's go put up and up the hands on
it. Well, we'll never know.
Mystery, yeah.
We will never know. So Brandy and Guy's turn to decide. Oh, this is stupid.
Guy says he feels like Brandy can knock people out with her anger, and she often knocks him out. She just says he's exhausting. She's like, God, you're just the fucking worst. You're exhausting. And Guy thinks that he proved to her tonight that he can really stand up for her because he stood up and he almost got beat up by Amber. And it really just proves that I love you. And then Brandy's like, yeah, once, just today, like no other time. And
he was standing up for her this whole 10 days.
Okay, I can't win. So he holds up a photo, obviously, of both of them. And then...
By guy, do you mean that guy?
That guy can says Dazak Cho.
And then Brandy says something like, I refuse to be you or something. I don't know. She holds hers up. Obviously, they're both on there and they're both going to work hard together. And right. then we have all the boot campers together, or relatively.
Dr. Ish and Dr. V high five. They're like, another one out the door. Boo. High five. I'm like, what are you congratulating yourself
about? It was like the most awkward.
You made every couple worse.
Too. It looked like two senior citizens doing their first high five ever. Like, you guys want to be cool?
How do we do this?
Ooh, like it's a full arm extension and then like barely touched.
So let's look at the track record they've done this season. Yeah. Matt left, so one couple.
Oh wait, hold
broke
on. There's
up.
Updates with Renee and Brandy and Gavin.
Oh no, I'm just saying like after them high five. I'm saying why they aren't high fiving.
Yeah. You know, the tough bit can't bend the bucks, right, Docs?
So Amber and Matt have broken up. Jim and Chrissy left early, and like now there's a bigger separation in their family.
Right.
I guess the Granzianos were fine, but they didn't really get better. Who else is there? And Brandy wasn't addressed
exactly.
for alcoholism or whatever.
No.
So you did a great job, guys.
Right.
Everyone's sitting around and they're toasting. All
there,
I have next are the updates. I don't know if you have anything.
No, that was basically it. They all cheers each other and they're like, we're going to work hard. Cheers.
Update. Renee and Lana finally started building their relationship without Jen, giving her some much needed space. Which worked for a few months, but then Renee and Lana couldn't stop arguing about the past, dragging Jen right back in the middle. Brandy and Guy left boot camp more bonded than ever, but then Guy kept going over things. A lot.
This sucks.
Which led to them not speaking for several months, until Guy had an unexpected health crisis,
ugh,
and that pushed
isn't
them to
exhausting?
Reconcile.
Exhausting? Jesus. Oh, now he's sick.
Brandy is there by his side with a glass of rosé. I would be so offended if that's what they said about me.
But it was like an acute thing, like, with her glass of rosé. Have we not addressed Brandy being totally drunk all the time?
I know!
And this is, okay, Guy's last thing that he said, he's like, I realize Brandy is going to be who she is, and she's going to do what she wants to do, so I just need a change to accept that. And Brandy's like, thank you!
And then he says to the entire group,
that he says to the entire room,
she could take off, she could flash her boobs right now, and I'd be fine with it. And it's like, okay, I see what you're doing there, but that didn't come off, I think, the way you wanted it.
Well, no, but this is also what they're telling him. They're like, God damn it, Guy. Can you just, like, let Brandy do whatever the hell she wants and then stick up for her? But not too much. And
also, I looked up, like, Guy's health condition. He already had, like, a heart issue, like, sure, 3 years before this aired. And they are, I guess, talking now. Like, I saw something from 2020 saying that Guy defends Brandy on something. But while this was airing, like, he wouldn't talk to her. He was mad about seeing them on TV,
that,
shockingly. And Brandy did an interview saying, like, well, he's never been on reality TV, so he doesn't realize that they're only showing the highlight reel or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see that, too. Because I think he did take this seriously. He's naive enough to have taken this seriously. And then he sees Brandy's confessionals where she's like, God, my dad is the worst.
Yep. So that's it. And they all cheers and...
Yeah.
That's the end of boot camp.
It is. I do have a clip for the preview of the next season that we're going to do, which is actually season 8. So this was 2 seasons before this one. And this is with Kendra Wilkinson and her mom, Farrah and Michael and Deb, Mike Sorrentino, the situation with his two brothers, and Chad Ochocinco and his mom. I don't think I missed anyone, did I? I think that's it.
Oh, I mean, the ones that are important is the situation, Farrah and Kendra.
Oh, so you're saying Ochocinco is not important? Why? Because he's black?
Oh, no, I...
Black Lives Matter, okay?
Is that a baseball player?
Football.
Oh.
And well, he legally changed his name to Ochocinco.
Oh, why?
Because his number.
Ochocinco means...
I think that's his number, 05? Right, you guys?
What number 8-5. Is that, though?
8-5. Yes. Okay, so here we go.
Maybe we'll edit that out where I didn't know that. Okay.
It's just because
the scripts don't come on Tuesday.
Okay, ready?
Welcome to an entirely new boot camp. Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars Family Edition. Dr. Ish and Dr. B are trading couples for Kim.
This dynamic is beyond repair.
Where reality stars must decide whether to heal their broken families or cut their toxic ties forever.
You're a stupid, dumb bitch.
A teen mom confronts her dysfunctional parents.
You don't abuse your daughters?
A fallen football star demands answers from the mother who abandoned him.
Nothing right. I need your ass again, too.
Three brothers battle a legal situation.
Drug addiction. Bail time.
Fame and blame tearing them apart.
Mark's running of the business got me into hot water.
And after 2 years of silence, the biggest mother-daughter face-off.
Our last goodbye, I took very seriously.
What made you okay with me? Every guy, mother wants her daughter to be a whore.
Ties will be tested.
I want to do the right thing.
And lies.
Every time I have happiness, she's there to kill me.
Will be exposed.
Selfish, cruel, miserable.
Will they mend or end their relationships for good?
I'm done with you.
I cannot do this.
Who needs enemies?
You.
When you have.
And when I get to my son, well, you.
Family.
This relationship is too toxic, beyond saving.
I've never intentionally wanted to hurt her.
Sink!
Shockingly, Michael Abraham has nothing to say. He's like, not. I'm sure he says nothing during the whole season. didn't hear Michael slithering in there.
No, Farrah.
Oh. I am so excited. So that'll be in a few weeks, I guess.
Yep. And we have, so coming up, we have My Big Fat Gypsy American Wedding. We have Celebrity
Rehab. That's for TRP.
Yes. Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew is on TRP. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I'm looking at my schedule here for next week. Oh, the new Teen Mom OG premieres next week. So we'll be doing that. Unexpected.
Yeah.
And this next marriage boot camp.
Unexpected isn't next week, though. We have a couple more weeks.
Oh, sure. Okay, whatever.
Thank God. We'll figure it out.
Stay tuned. Yeah. Yep, stay tuned.
And on my main feed this week from Monday, I didn't put one out yesterday because I think me and Jody put out 12 episodes last week. But for this week, I'm doing a crossover with Liz Bentley from Feathers in My Hair, and it'll be her 200th episode.
Oh, you know what?
It's a really good one. What?
Yes!
Yes, Nessa! I'm a totally different person, Nessa!
So excited about that episode.
I'm going to wear a blazer for Liz's 200th episode.
A graphic tee with a blazer.
Yeah.
Roll up the sleeveys.
Cuff them. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, guys, for joining us on this lovely journey. But don't worry, marriage boot camp ain't going anywhere. What baby wants, baby gets.
That's right. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.